Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. How would you like to get all of your electricity from renewable sources? It turns out you can, and you don't even need to put panels on your roof to do it. Harrison Katz and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team are going to walk us through your options. Welcome, Harrison and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, Harrison, what do I do if I want to get renewable electricity for my home?
To find out, we spoke with Dawn King, a senior lecturer in environment and society at Brown University.
She says here in Rhode Island, there are actually a lot of ways to power your home with wind and solar energy, thanks to something called renewable energy certificates.
And those are requirements for National Grid or the utilities to purchase X percentage of renewable energy.
Because of these requirements, a portion of your energy is already renewable.
But what if I want all of my electricity to come from renewable sources?
You can do that too. And Don says you have a few options, including buying your electricity from nonprofits like the Green Energy Consumers Alliance.
What do they do?
Remember those renewable energy certificates we mentioned before?
Yeah, big utilities are required to buy a certain percentage of them.
That's right. Don says when you buy your electricity through these nonprofits, you're paying them to buy up those certificates.
Which takes them off the market.
Meaning there's not enough renewable energy left over for the big utilities to meet their requirements.
And this forces them to create more solar and wind power on their own.
So if I buy energy through these nonprofits, I'm helping them force local utilities to create more renewable energy?
Exactly. But Don says that's not your only option. In Rhode Island, you can get your energy from the sun without installing a single solar panel.
It's not on your rooftop, but you're still pitching in with others to say that you'll purchase that energy.
This new program is called Community Solar, and in Rhode Island, it's managed by a company called Arcadia.
How does it work?
With Community Solar, a company builds and manages solar farms in sun-friendly locations. When you sign up, your money goes towards supporting the farms and buying their energy.
And since those farms are designed to capture as much sunlight as possible, community solar is often more efficient than the electricity you might get off your roof.
Do I have to own my house to sign up for community solar?
You don't. That's the great thing. It's just like signing up for another utility bill. As long as it's offered in your area, you can get it.
Cool. Do I have any other options?
Yes. You can also try something called green pricing.
You just pay your normal energy provider a little more money every month to buy electricity from renewable sources.
How do I sign up for it?
You can watch your mail for green pricing opportunities from your utility company.
And do a little searching on the internet. Try typing in your state or city name plus terms like renewable energy or green pricing.
Which option should I choose?
There are differences between the options, but all of them support renewables more than doing nothing. And the bottom line is that any one of them is a good step towards creating fewer greenhouse gas emissions.
Great! Thanks, Harrison and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.